excited about this word. I'm just excited about the journey that Jesus has us on. And I pray, I really pray to God that you've been learning a lot and you've been blessed in so many ways, and that this good meet is not only good for you to be here on Monday, but it would help you last throughout the week. To the PowerPoint comes to good. Matthew 13. I'm going to begin with what we talked about last week and then move forward. And it wasn't until this week that I realized that there's so much comparison between 44 and 45 and 46. The King James Version says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is unto the treasure hid in a field, that which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth. All that he had in that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, then he sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden. Now watch this. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls, who when he found one pearl of great price, when he sold all that he had and bought it. On this Valentine's Day, I want to talk about precious pearls. That's what I want to talk today. Maybe somebody might get some pearls today. If you don't, you'll be all right. We're going to talk about precious pearls. We learned last week about this man that found treasure in a field that he did not belong to him. He found the treasure and he left the treasure there. Unlike some of us who found a scratch off card, and knew that scratch off card had the Powerball on it, you wouldn't return it. You wouldn't return it back to you. A whole lot of us have found money and you kept it, especially if that quarter was on the hidden side. You ever found something that you didn't find your way to return it. But this man found great, great treasure, and we know it was not a field that was his because he had to go back and purchase the field. He found joy in there because he knew that it was number one, not field, but the Lord led him to a great treasure. And I argued last Sunday that each one of us is likened unto this field. Each one of us has treasure within us. In each one of us lies the imago Dei, which is the image of God. And the first thing we glean from this text last Sunday is the man was just initially grateful that God allowed him to find something of great value. One of the things that those of us who have wives and have good wives and have godly wives, we like the man in the text, should first of all be grateful that God has allowed us to find a great wife. That's scripture. But I'm sure it goes on the other side too. If you have a good husband, you should be grateful that God has allowed you to find a good man. Because truly, it ain't a cliche, a good man. I heard it from you, women. It's hard to find. And when you find one, get your handcuffs and keep them as long as you can. And then this man again finds joy because God gave him a plan not only of finding the great treasure, but then God gave him a plan to be able to purchase the treasure. He found joy because he knew in his heart, Sister Lincoln, that the treasure was his and it wasn't going nowhere. He left the treasure the way it was because his trust in Jesus told him and suggested to him that the treasure belonged to him, and there was no real urgency to steal it or to take it because it was his. What God has for me, well, I hope we haven't forgotten that song, we haven't sang that song in a while, but truly, 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 y'all, what God has for me, it is for me. And I do need a few believers and some witnesses in here who know that what God has for you is for you, and there's some who can be a witness that what God has for you is already given to you. Can I get some people who can be a witness? I want to say again in radio land, who are not with us somewhere, wherever you are, who can say that God has already given you things that he has promised you, and you want to be grateful right now, because he gave you a vision, he gave you a dream, he told you to start your own vision, he told you to leave that job because there was a better job along the way, he told you to leave that relationship because he had a better relationship for you, and you should be just like this man, joyful, because God showed it to you, and you were smart enough to go get it. And then even when you don't have it, the third thing the Lord shows us that this man was resourceful. He was grateful, he was joyful, but then he was resourceful because obviously at the beginning of the text, Reverend Tavis, he did not have enough money, he did not have enough stocks, he did not have enough bonds, he didn't have enough cosigners, he couldn't find nobody to cosign, and be very careful about who you cosign with. I don't recommend it at all, even if they live with you, because if their credit messed up before, their credit going to be messed up afterwards, and they're going to mess up your credit. But he found enough resources in himself to be able to buy the land for himself, and he realized when he bought the field, he got the treasure at well. God don't give you a half-baked blessing. God don't give you a half-baked blessing. God don't give you a blessing that you got to add water to. When God gives you a blessing, baby girl, God's going to give it to you all. And he had resources to be able to buy what God had for him. It's cold in here. I told you it's cold in here. We got to cut the heat on. It's February. Oh, it's cold in here. I need to put on, if I had a shawl, I'd put on my shawl. Maybe not, but I put on something. And I got my own insulation, but I'm still cold. I don't know who in charge of the heat. Oh, you just have your own moment. Okay. But some of y'all have your own personal summers. Come on back in. Reel me back in. Reel me back in. But he was resourceful. And then we keep reading on the Zealous, and we find another man who has a similar situation. With this man, though, where the other man just finds something, this man is out searching. Come on, work with the Holy Ghost. One man finds something. Because sometimes, CJ, people just fall out of the sky. But other times, you got to find it. Let me say this on this side. Sometimes, people just fall out of the sky. Sometimes blessings just fall out of the sky. Sometimes a blessing or a check, really, it has happened to me. I never believed it until it happened. Sometimes a check will just come in your mailbox that you didn't even know was on the way. I didn't believe it. I thought that was hunky dory theology until it happened to me one time when Wells Fargo stole money from me and they brought my money back. For real, they did. They did. They did. They stole money from me and realized they stole it. They didn't want me to call the police on. I really didn't even know they stole it, but they gave me my money back. I wasn't expecting it, but it came in. Sometimes stuff just falls out the sky. All right? All right? I don't mind telling you. I met Cynthia on a blind date. She's still blind, but she's still my wife. Sometimes stuff, they just drop out the sky. But sometimes, Hazel, you got to go search for it. Because sometimes good passages come in small, short packages. And you got to go find it. Sometimes we expect God to do everything. Y'all remember Robin Hammond talking about the Bebop be looking for a job just sit on the couch, smoking.
smoking weed, watching TV, talking about they looking for a job. No, you got to go out and look for a job. A job ain't just going to fall in the living room and they ain't going to be calling you because they know you home smoking weed. This man was out looking. And there are times where you've got to do some action and God will do the rest. Come on, we're going to get a witness up in here that knows that you've got to do something too, but God will help you while you're out searching. This man was a merchant. He was in the business of selling. He was in the business of selling fine jewelry. And the Bible says that he was looking for goodly pearls. Goodly pearls. It's not godly pearls. They're goodly pearls. He's looking for good pearls that he can sell because not all pearls are good. Just like all Christians. Ain't no good. Bible says he was a salesman and he was looking for an abundance of stuff to sell. But the Bible says he only found one good one. So I'm not hypocritical. You already know. This man wanted a lot. And a lot of us live in abundance. But he only needed one. He found favor, happiness, and joy in just once. I, like many of you, am blessed to live in abundance. I got more than one. Everything. This man only found one. Some of us got more than one car. Some of us might have more than one. Some of us have more than one pair of shoes. Some of us have more. All y'all got more than one watch. Why do I have six pairs of glasses when I can only wear one at a time? Some of us really live in abundance. This man wanted abundance, but he found one of great value. This pearl in the text represents two things. First of all, it represents Christ Jesus, our Lord. He is the God of pearl. He is all that we need. He is our Savior. He's not a B vitamin, he's not a C vitamin. Vitamin, he's zinc, he's all the above, he's everything you need. He is the godly pearl, but and the goodly pearl. But the thing about it, this man in the text had to buy the pearl of Jesus Christ was given to us. Anytime something is given to you, you ought to be grateful. I don't care if it's a half dozen roses. I don't care if it's a full dozen roses. I don't care if it's just a card from Dollar General. You should be grateful. And again, unlike the man who had to purchase the pearls, Jesus Christ is our great pearl, and he was given to us for free. But more important, this pearl represents our soul. It's the precious pearl, our soul. And Jesus is looking for goodly pearls. He is looking for goodly pearls because only goodly pearls will inherit the kingdom of God. I need to let you know and remind you that not all oysters produce pearls. Well, I want to call this sermon Precious Pearls. I know you Deltas have, I think, 20 pearls. I think the Deltas, sorry, have 9 pearls. The AKA's got 20 pearls. Zeta, y'all got 5 pearls. I don't know if the Sigma Gamma Rose, y'all got pearls. How many y'all got? You don't remember. All right. But all y'all got pearls. All y'all little sororities got pearls, all right? And when you lose your letters, if you ever get what we call snatches, keep your pearls, because the pearls are important to you when you cross your line and you go over to give your pearls, symbolizing that you're now a member of that sorority. But what the greatest thing you can be a membership of is the membership of Jesus Christ and then the role of Jesus Christ, because your soul is the precious pearl that God is looking for. And again, not all oysters produce pearls. And that's why you keep got to go into people who are jewelers, people who are looking for pearls, have to keep opening and opening and cracking and cracking, looking and looking and cracking and cracking pearls to find a precious pearl. And that's what's going to happen at the judgment. God is going to keep looking and looking and cracking and cracking and opening and opening until he finds the pearl of great price. And the great price is that he died for our sins. He is going to measure up his death with your life. Ask yourself a question. Is your life and the way you live your life worthy of him dying for? Have you taken advantage and dying on that Christ to spare you from your sins? And again, I remind you, every pearl, or rather every orchard, does not produce a pearl. Pearls are created in orchards, not clams, not crabs, not lobster tails. They are created in fossilized mollusks. They are created in hardened shells. And a pearl is not created by debris. It's not created by sand. It is created, Erica, when a parasite enters the oyster. And the oyster has its own immune system where it creates a hardened shell around the parasite that has come in to heal the oyster and destroy the oyster, and the calcium in the oyster creates a hardened shell around the parasite, so the parasite does not infect the oyster. A pearl is created in an oyster, a fossilized mollusk. It is not sand. It is not hardened debris that the oyster has swallowed and then just comes together and is glued together. No, it is part of the oyster's immune system, almost like when someone, Sister Keels, has an appendicitis, and sometimes there's a sac that goes around it. The appendix to capture that mucus or whatever that comes out of the appendix that can kill you. And so it creates this hedge of protection, and that's what the oil is. It's a hedge of protection around the parasite so the parasite does not kill and destroy the oyster. Each one of us has a parasite living within us called sin. Jesus Christ has put a hedge of protection. He's put his blood, which is the calcium, around our sin so it does not destroy our bodies. Each one of us has a precious pearl within us after we accept Jesus Christ as our jeweler. I need to know that every pearl doesn't come out the way it looks like in the jewelry store. Every pearl does not come out how it looks like on your neck. Every pearl does not come out how it looks like how it came out of that box. If you get pearls today, they're going to be all beautiful. They're going to be all shiny. They're going to be all the same size. They all are going to be the same smoothness. They might not all be the same size, but they will all have the same color. They all will have the same context. They will be stringed together because a jeweler has come and buffed them out and made them shiny to look presentable so that they can be given to somebody so they can smile. I don't know about you, but I want to thank God for my jeweler by the name of Jesus. See, there's a
parasite in me called sin right now that's trying to kill me, that's trying to destroy me. But by the blood of Jesus, he has put a hedge of protection around me. And because of Jesus, I have taken my sin-sick body to my jeweler by the name of Jesus. I wish Charles from Sylvans was here right now and would tell you that I buy most of my jewelry from Sylvans from our member by the name of Charles. I beam dry my rings from there. I buy jewelry for Cynthia from there. And if you ever been to Sylvans, that's down on the corner of something in Main Street. And if anybody comes down there next week, Charles, give me 10% of whatever you get on your commission. But go to Charles and see our member. He's our member. He does not a member of our color race. You will know him because he don't look like us, but he acts like us. We call him Pookie. You go to Sylvans on the corner of Sumter and Hampton Street and ask for Charles at Sylvans. And if anybody has been to Sylvans, you know that anything you buy from Sylvans, Sandera, if you take it back, they will clean it for you. Anytime this ring that I bought from Sylvan gets dirty, anytime it gets a scratch on it, anytime it doesn't look shiny like it looks like when I used to get, I can take it to Charles and they will buff it out and make it brand new and look brand new for free. But here's the interesting thing about Sylvan. Sylvan is two stories. They sell everything on the first floor, but they clean everything on the second floor. And if you've ever been to Sylvan's, you know there's a little dumb waiter right there in the corner. And I give Charles my ring, and he puts it in the little crate, and he has a little rope. They is so old, they got a little rope. They ain't got no man, they ain't got no elevator, they ain't got no electronic, but they send it on up, and the jeweler is upstairs. And the jeweler is upstairs, and he buffs it out, and he cleans it out, and he sprays it out, and then he lowers it back down to the purchase that had already bought it. I wish I had a few witnesses that understand my jeweler ain't on the first floor. My jeweler ain't down here on planet level. My jeweler ain't down here at Zales. My jeweler ain't down here at K&G. My jeweler ain't at Columbia Mall. Ain't nothing at Columbia Mall know how anywhere. But any time that I have a problem in my life, I give all my burdens to the Lord. And somehow Jesus, just like that man that Sylvan takes it on up. I wish I had a few witnesses up here. And whatever my problems are, my jeweler by the name of Jesus bumps out my sins, cleans up my issues, and makes me look brand new. Because I read it somewhere, it says, I will do not appear right now what I shall appear when I get on the other side of Jordan. I wish I had a witness to understand that when a pearl comes out of an oyster, it all looks really like sandpaper. It's rough around the edges. It's not smooth and it's not clean. But when you give it to the jeweler, it will come out smooth. And that's the only reason why David was able to kill Goliath. It's because he had five smooth stones. God can't use nobody raggedy. God can't use nobody but edges. God can't use nobody that ain't straight. Did anybody ever taken your problems to your jeweler by the name of Jesus? And he will make you right. He will make you smooth. He will brush out all your abrasions. He'll make you look brand new. And you'll come out like gold. I wish I had a few sinners in here who knew that you're not like you used to be because you took your problems. You took your burden. You took your dilemma. You took your issues. You took your vices. You took all your temptations to the jeweler by the name of Jesus. And you came out.
Than you were before. He's looking for the goodly pearls. The pearls that are smooth, shiny, not perfect. Because the only perfect pearls are the fake pearls. Perfect pearls are the manufactured pearls that they make in a factory that most people wear and most people are fake. Manufactured. Them pearls all look alike.
because they've been made with the machine. See, my problems ain't your problems. My issues ain't your issues. My temptations ain't your temptations. My baggage ain't your baggage. My history ain't your history. But we all got the same truth. That his name is Jesus. And one of these days, he's going to call us just like Sylvan does. He's going to call us up and make us look like we shall appear. And I want to thank God that he hasn't given up on me. He hasn't given up on the fact that I am not who I should be. But one day, I will be the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Whether you get pearls today